Well, next to the man formerly known as Prince Andrew, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has been asked to give evidence to a US government committee investigating Jeffrey Epstein. This comes just a week after he was stripped of his royal title and agreed to leave his Windsor home. Well, David Smith is the Washington Bureau Chief with the Guardian newspaper. He joins us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, the House Oversight Committee in the US has requested this interview. Why now?
Well, it's notable, obviously, it's around the same time that Andrew has lost his title of Prince, coming just a week later. Perhaps that gave the Democrats on this committee a nudge, but this has been going on for some time. They are trying to build more and more pressure, principally on Donald Trump himself, who is said to be named in these files and who's resisted their full release. And perhaps they're aware that nothing's going to generate more publicity than trying to get the former Prince Andrew involved.
Well, can he be compelled to attend the committee?
No, the committee does not have power of subpoena over foreign nationals. There's not a great deal it can do to actually compel someone from another country to come and testify. Perhaps it might suggest someone testifying via a video link. Perhaps it thinks there's still, you know, something to be gained by certainly drumming up publicity and trying to generate public pressure.
So it's likely he'll go voluntarily then, is it?
Oh, I think, yeah, the likelihood is that he will probably say no. There was actually an attempt in 2020 to get him to do an interview in the US on a similar topic, and he refused that. We await an official response from Andrew.
Now, this comes just after a week where Andrew was stripped of his royal title. Is the British royal family, was it hoping ultimately that the stripping of the title could put an end to the controversy? If so, it hasn't worked, has it?
No, indeed. I think the King, Charles, had certainly felt that more needed to be done, given the controversies around Andrew and the recent publication of the book. And I think from Charles's view, he hopes this would draw a line under it. But of course, as you say, pretty much the opposite has happened as more and more details have leaked out, fresh allegations, huge scrutiny of Andrew and the Democrats on this committee. Aware of that, piling on the pressure now.
And the committee and the Epstein files, can we expect any new documents?
Yeah, I think at some point we may. There has been, you know, some released so far. This is a rare issue where there is some bipartisan support for more documents. Democrats obviously chasing it, but Republicans as well, unusually defying Donald Trump on this issue, I think are aware that Donald Trump's own supporters still have an appetite for more information, just uncertain exactly where and when that might happen.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with the Guardian newspaper. Thanks for talking to us this morning. It's now 7:46.